This is Akashvani. The news are read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated, laid the foundation stone and flagged off various development projects worth more than 830 crore rupees in West Bengal and flagged off three Amrit Bharat trains connecting Kolkata with other parts of the country. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, all these central projects will accelerate the development of West Bengal. The Prime Minister observed that Bengal has immense potential for waterways and the Union Government is working on this as well.
बंगाल में वाटरवेज के लिए अनेक संभावनाएं हैं केंद्र सरकार इस पर काम कर रही है या पोर्ट लेट डेवलपमेंट के लिए जरूरी इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर बनाने में भी मदद दी जा रही है थोड़ी देर पहले पोर्ट और नदी जलमार्ग से जुड़े प्रोजेक्ट का शिलान्यास और उद्घाटन हुआ है ये पश्चिम बंगाल के विकास भारत के विकास के लिए बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है ये वो पिलर है जिनके ऊपर पश्चिम बंगाल को मैन्युफैक्चरिंग ट्रेड और लॉजिस्टिक का एक बड़ा हब बनाया जा सकता है
The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of the extended port gate system at Balaghar, including an inland water transport, IWT terminal and a road over bridge. He will also launch a state-of-the-art electric catamaran in Kolkata. The vessel will support urban river mobility, ecotourism and last-mile passenger connectivity along the Hooghly River. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Joyram Bati and Boro-Gopinathpur-Moinapur new rail line and a new train service between Moinapur and Joyram Bati. Later addressing a public rally in Singur, the Prime Minister said the central government is consistently working to support the youth, farmers and women of West Bengal.
Mera nirantar prayas rehta hai ki Bengal ke naujawano, kisano, mata aur behno ki हर संभव सेवा करूं लेकिन यहां की टीएमसी सरकार केंद्र सरकार की योजनाओं को आप तक ठीक से पहुंचने ही नहीं देती टीएमसी तो बंगाल के लोगों से अपनी दुश्मनी निकाल रही है
The Prime Minister emphasized that development initiatives should rise above political rivalries and focus on the needs of citizens. Early in the day, Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of Kaziranga Elevated Corridor Project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor in Assam. The Prime Minister said that 86-kilometre long corridor is an environmentally conscious national highway project. Mr. Modi also flagged off two Amrit Bharat Express trains from Kamakhya to Rohtak and Dibrugarh to Lucknow. Government has debunked a video circulating on social media which claims a legal minimum wage will not be determined under the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission, Grameen Act. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, has informed that the viral claim is misleading. The unit added that there will be no reduction in the wage rate paid to workers and legal guarantee of employment will continue as before. PIB has further urged the citizens to always rely on official sources for accurate information. Delhi Police cyber team has busted an interstate investment fraud syndicate, arresting eight notorious cyber fraudsters. According to the Additional Deputy Commissioner of Police, DCP, Abhimanyu Poswal, the gang's modus operandi involved luring people into fake investment schemes by contacting them via WhatsApp calls. He added that the main handlers were operating from Cambodia. Mr. Poswal said that they have recovered 10 mobile phones, 13 SIM cards and multiple bank accounts from the accused. The European Union, EU, is set to hold an emergency meeting in Brussels today after US President Donald Trump announced tariffs on eight European countries over their opposition to a potential American acquisition of Greenland. Ambassadors from all 27 EU member states will deliberate on the issue. In men's cricket, chasing a target of 338 runs set by New Zealand in the third ODI, hosts India were batting. Earlier put into bat first, the visitors posted 337 for 8 in the stipulated 50 overs in the decisive match. The current ODI series is tied 1-1 with India winning the first match and New Zealand the second. And that is the end of this news bulletin.